The Leadership Mindset, A New Perspective on Leadership. By John Matone. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Leadership Mindset, A New Perspective on Leadership by John Matone is a comprehensive guide to understanding the mindset of successful leaders. The book provides an in-depth look at how leaders think, act, and lead their teams to success. It examines the core principles of leadership and explores how these principles can be applied in different contexts. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of leadership mindset and its importance for effective leadership. It then delves into the four key elements that make up a leader's mindset: self-awareness, vision, courage, and resilience. Each element is discussed in detail with examples from real-life situations as well as research findings from various studies. Matone also looks at how each element contributes to overall success as a leader. He explains why it is important for leaders to have clarity about their own values and beliefs so they can effectively communicate them to others, why having a clear vision helps motivate people, why courage is essential when making difficult decisions, and why resilience allows leaders to stay focused despite setbacks or criticism. In addition, Matone discusses strategies for developing each element of the leadership mindset, such as goal setting, feedback loops, mentoring relationships, emotional intelligence training programs, team building activities, etc., which help build strong foundations for successful leadership practices. Finally, he offers practical advice on how best to apply these concepts in everyday business scenarios, such as leading change initiatives or managing conflict within teams. Overall, this book provides valuable insights into what makes great leaders tick, something that all aspiring managers should read. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Leadership is a mindset. Leaders must have the right mindset to be successful. Leaders must be able to think critically, be open to new ideas, and be willing to take risks. Main idea number two. Leaders must be self-aware. Leaders must be aware of their own strengths and weaknesses and be willing to learn from their mistakes. They must also be able to recognize the strengths and weaknesses of their team and use them to their advantage. Main idea number three. Leaders must be able to motivate. Leaders must be able to motivate their team to reach their goals. They must be able to inspire and empower their team to take action and achieve success. Main idea number four. Leaders must be able to communicate. Leaders must be able to effectively communicate their vision and goals to their team. They must be able to articulate their ideas in a way that is clear and concise. Main idea number five. Leaders must be able to delegate. Leaders must be able to delegate tasks to their team in order to maximize efficiency and productivity. They must be able to trust their team to complete tasks and provide feedback. Main idea number six. Leaders must be able to build relationships. Leaders must be able to build relationships with their team and other stakeholders. They must be able to foster trust and collaboration in order to achieve success. Main idea number seven. Leaders must be able to manage change. Leaders must be able to manage change in order to stay ahead of the competition. They must be able to anticipate and respond to changes in the environment in order to remain competitive. Main idea number eight. Leaders must be able to make decisions. Leaders must be able to make decisions quickly and effectively. They must be able to weigh the pros and cons of each decision and make the best decision for the team. Main idea number nine. Leaders must be able to lead by example. Leaders must be able to lead by example and demonstrate the behaviors they expect from their team. They must be able to set the tone for the team and be a role model for their team. Main idea number 10. Leaders must be able to inspire. leaders must be able to inspire their team to reach their goals. They must be able to motivate their team to take action and achieve success. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number one. Leadership is a mindset that requires more than just the ability to lead people. It involves having the right attitude and outlook on life, as well as being able to think critically and take risks. Leaders must be open-minded and willing to explore new ideas in order to stay ahead of the competition. They must also have an understanding of their own strengths and weaknesses, so they can use them effectively when leading others. Leaders need to be able to motivate those around them by setting clear goals and expectations for everyone involved. They should also be able to recognize potential problems before they arise, so they can address them quickly and efficiently. Finally, leaders must have strong communication skills in order to ensure that everyone understands what needs to be done. The Leadership Mindset, A New Perspective on Leadership by John Matwan provides valuable insight into how successful leaders think differently from other people. By exploring different leadership styles, it helps readers understand why certain approaches work better than others in various situations. The book also offers practical advice on how leaders can develop their own unique style of leadership that will help them achieve success. Main idea number two. Leaders must be self-aware in order to effectively lead their teams. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize one's own strengths and weaknesses, as well as being able to identify opportunities for growth and development. Leaders who are self-aware can use this knowledge to better understand how they interact with others, how they make decisions, and what motivates them. This understanding allows leaders to create an environment where team members feel valued and respected. Self-awareness also helps leaders become more effective communicators by allowing them to tailor their messages based on the needs of each individual team member. Additionally, it enables leaders to provide feedback that is both constructive and motivating while still holding people accountable for their actions. Finally, self-awareness gives leaders the insight needed to foster a culture of trust within their organization. In short, having a strong sense of self-awareness is essential for any leader looking to maximize success within their organization or team. By recognizing one's own strengths and weaknesses as well as those of their team members, leaders can create an environment where everyone feels heard and appreciated while still achieving desired results. Main idea number three. Leaders must be able to motivate their team in order to reach their goals. They need to be able to inspire and empower their team members so that they can take action and achieve success. Leaders should create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected, while also providing clear direction on what needs to be done. This will help ensure that the team is working together towards a common goal. Motivation is key for any successful leader as it helps drive performance and productivity within the organization. A motivated team will have higher morale, better communication, increased collaboration, improved problem-solving skills, and greater creativity. Leaders should strive to recognize individual contributions of each member of the team in order to keep them motivated. Leaders must also understand how different people are motivated differently. Some may respond best when given rewards or recognition, while others may prefer more autonomy or responsibility over certain tasks. By understanding these differences among individuals on the team, leaders can tailor their approach accordingly in order to maximize motivation levels. Main idea number four. Leaders must be able to communicate their vision and goals in a way that is both clear and concise. They need to be able to explain their ideas in a manner that is easily understood by those they are leading. Leaders should also strive to create an environment of open communication, where team members feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. In order for leaders to effectively communicate with their teams, they must have the ability to listen as well as speak. Listening allows them to gain insight into how others perceive the situation at hand, which can help inform decisions and strategies moving forward. Additionally, it helps build trust between leader and team member, creating an atmosphere of collaboration. Finally, effective communication requires empathy from the leader. It's important for leaders to understand how different people may interpret messages differently based on individual experiences or perspectives. By taking this into account when communicating with team members, leaders can ensure everyone understands what is being said. Main idea number 5. Leaders must be able to delegate tasks in order to maximize efficiency and productivity. Delegation is an essential part of leadership, as it allows leaders to focus on the big picture while their team takes care of the details. Leaders must be able to trust their team members with important tasks and provide them with clear instructions and expectations. They should also ensure that they are available for feedback or questions from their team. Delegating effectively requires a leader to have a good understanding of each individual's strengths and weaknesses so that they can assign tasks accordingly. It also requires strong communication skills, as well as the ability to motivate and inspire others. Finally, effective delegation involves setting realistic deadlines for completion of tasks. By delegating appropriately, leaders can create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected for their contributions. This will help foster collaboration among team members, which is essential for successful projects. Main idea number 6. Leaders must be able to build relationships with their team and other stakeholders in order to achieve success. This means that they must be able to foster trust, collaboration, and understanding between all parties involved. Leaders should strive to create an environment of mutual respect where everyone feels comfortable expressing their ideas and opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. They should also take the time to get to know each individual on a personal level so that they can better understand how best to motivate them. In addition, leaders need to be able to effectively communicate with their team members in order for them all work together towards a common goal. This includes being open-minded and it comes listening and responding appropriately as well as providing clear direction when needed. By doing this, leaders will ensure that everyone is working together harmoniously towards achieving the desired outcome. Finally, leaders must remember that building relationships takes time and effort but is essential for creating a successful team dynamic. It requires patience, empathy, active listening skills, and an ability to recognize potential conflicts before they arise so that solutions can be found quickly. Main idea number 7. Leaders must be able to manage change in order to stay ahead of the competition. They must have a vision for the future and be able to anticipate changes that may occur, as well as respond quickly and effectively when those changes do happen. Leaders should also create an environment where employees feel comfortable with change, so they can adapt quickly and efficiently. Leaders need to understand how their organization works, what its strengths are, and how it can best take advantage of opportunities presented by changing conditions. They should also develop strategies for dealing with potential risks associated with change. This includes developing contingency plans in case things don't go according to plan. Finally, leaders must ensure that everyone is on board with any changes being made. This means communicating clearly about why the change is necessary and what benefits it will bring. It also involves providing support during times of transition so that people feel secure in their roles. Main idea number 8. Leaders must be able to make decisions quickly and effectively. They must have the ability to assess a situation, weigh the pros and cons of each decision, and then make the best decision for their team. Leaders should also consider how their decisions will affect not only those directly involved in the decision-making process, but also those who may be affected by it down the line. It is important that leaders take into account all perspectives when making a decision so that they can ensure that everyone's interests are taken into consideration. In addition, leaders need to be aware of any potential risks associated with their decisions. They should always strive to minimize risk while still achieving desired outcomes. This requires careful thought and analysis before making any final choices or taking action on an issue. Finally, leaders must understand that there is no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to making decisions. Every situation is unique and requires its own set of considerations. Leaders should use their experience, knowledge, intuition, and creativity when deciding what course of action is best for their team. Main idea number 9. Leaders must be able to lead by example and demonstrate the behaviors they expect from their team. They must be able to set the tone for the team and be a role model for their team. This means that leaders should strive to embody the values, beliefs, and attitudes of their organization in order to inspire others. Leaders should also take responsibility for their actions and decisions, as well as those of their teams. Leadership is not just about giving orders or delegating tasks, it's about leading by example. Leaders need to show that they are willing to put in hard work themselves if they want others on their team to do so too. By setting an example with enthusiasm, dedication, integrity, respectfulness, and other positive traits, leaders can motivate others around them. Leaders must also remember that communication is key when leading by example. It's important for leaders to communicate clearly what needs doing and why it needs doing in order for everyone on the team to understand how each task contributes towards achieving organizational goals. Main idea number 10. Leaders must be able to inspire their team to reach their goals. They must have the ability to create a vision and communicate it in such a way that everyone can understand and believe in it. Leaders should also be able to motivate their team by providing them with clear direction, setting achievable objectives, and recognizing individual contributions. Leadership is not just about giving orders, it's about inspiring people to take action. A leader needs to be able to connect with his or her team on an emotional level so they feel inspired and motivated. This means being open-minded, listening carefully, understanding different perspectives, and showing empathy for others. A great leader will also provide support when needed while still holding people accountable for results. They will encourage collaboration among team members while maintaining high standards of performance. Finally, leaders need to recognize successes as well as failures so that everyone feels valued. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.